It's 88.5 KCSN. That is music from The Police as we get ready to have Sting debut his new music in a private concert for KCSN. And right now, we welcome back friends that it's been a lot longer than I would like. Blind Pilot returns. Welcome, everyone.
Thanks. Yeah.
All right, explain to me, you know, I'm going to put you on the spot, Israel, right from the start.
Okay.
5 years.
5 years.
Did you take another, were you and Ryan on bikes again? What was going on the 5 years?
A lot happened. I mean, we toured until about 3 years ago, pretty solid, but 3 years is a long time, too. I mean, we all had personal stuff going on around the same time. I had a bunch of stuff happen in my life with family and et cetera. And
we'll discuss a little of
sure,
that.
Yeah, sure. But that's a big reason why the time. It just,
Well, but see, now on a serious note, that there the album, as you've described it, and I think it's about as apt a description as one could hope, it's a conversation about different kinds of loss and the courage we face, how we face loss honestly. It's a sensitive subject, which we will discuss, but it's something that we all share in life. So it obviously,
absolutely,
there's a lot of depth of emotion. There's a lot of depth of inspiration there. And if I might say to you, having had, you know, lost my own father, there's a, you know, you hear music like this and you can't help but feel connected. So job well done on the results. What, could you share a song from the record now? And then we'll get into talking about the album and
absolutely
everything that went into the new album. And then Like Lions?
Sure thing.
What do you want to start off with?
This is a song called I'm Qua Rushing.
All right. It's 88.5 KCSN live with Blind Pilot.
Panic in the first beat of the morning. Even what I got isn't worth offering. Even faces change. My heart stays the same. Engine in the sky won't let the moment go. Following behind, always a second slow. Oh, if I'm far away, am I hearing straight? I'm no voice you want to know. Oh, you've been a forest burn. Caught me sleeping small in my protection. Your blackened branches drifting through my water. Are you wrapped up in his arms? I'm rushing faster and faster. Taste of all it could have been. Even what I thought wasn't worth giving. At least my mind has changed. Oh. I can hope for me. I can
rushing through me too. I saw my own waters rushing right back to me. You sit in shotgun, lost coast calling me. Umpqua Forest, face just like a magic.
Given it a moment of silence, as much I did when the first time I heard that song. That was the first song we shared with the KCSN audience. It's Blind Pilot in Umpqua Rushing. It took me a moment after that, understanding the context in which you had said it had at least in part inspired the record, and our condolences on the loss of your father, Royal. There's a certain amount of vulnerability that goes into, you know, writing songs with honesty and truth, and seeking, you know, how you feel in those moments. Do you ever get apprehensive about, man, can I really just, you know, proclaim this in music?
Yeah, I think that's a question I don't ask myself very often. I'm not sure if it's unique or if all songwriters do this or if all artists do this, but I just prolong that question until it's time to get on a stage and well, here we go. I think it is pretty personal and vulnerable, but it's also, you know, what helped me midway through making the album to feel okay with that aspect was that it's something we all go through, right, like you said. And so what I really hope is to make something that everybody can relate to and share.
And that happened. You know, that was the moment after hearing it, bang, I'm thinking about my father, I'm thinking about other people in life that I've lost, and you couldn't help but be affected by it. When you get together with the band after you've been writing songs, the process of at this point in time with the band, communicating what the intent of the songs are, what the context of the songs are, what the emotions of the songs are, and then watching the band come together and bring those things to fruition. It must be exciting, and why, you know, you have a wonderful band with you today.
That's absolutely right, yeah.
Why don't we introduce the band?
Sure thing.
Or they can, those who have a mic in front of them can say hi themselves so that everyone knows that it's not just me and you here.
Yeah, you guys want to say hi?
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
This is Luke. I'm playing bass.
Hi, this is Katie. I'm playing banjo and uke and some other thing sometimes.
Also, not on microphones are Ian Christ playing shaker right now, but usually he's playing a vibraphone. It's a little big to bring in to the station. But Ryan Dabrowski on drums. And Dave Jorgensen on the harmonium.
By the time we get mixing it down, though, Ryan, it will be multi-tracked and it will be drums. So we just thought, you know, you should know that. So, you know, it's going to be bigger than a Buddy Rich kit by the time we get done with it. So you go into the studio. How long was the actual recording process?
This one took a while. Mm. And it was, you know, it was in different stints. So we went in initially to Tucker Martin's studio in Portland and got a lot of initial tracks. Then we took it home to my studio in Astoria and worked a lot there. And then we also did some at Type Foundry in Portland as well. So
Portland, you know, the last time we spoke, it seemed as if one out of two artists that came through our performance space had moved to Portland, and I think now it's like a 1.5 ratio.
Wow.
It hasn't seemed to slow down. I imagine that the scene up there is as robust as it's ever been, is it not?
For sure, yeah. I mean, most of us, two of us live in Portland still, and the other four live out on the coast, but Yeah, I mean,
Portland's getting a little too crowded for you.
It's funny, but it's kind of true.
Elbow room.
Well, Portland's going pretty crazy right now. But no, I love Portland, and I mean, it has such a good music scene. The thing about Portland's music scene that I love the very most is people are so supportive. They genuinely want to see each other succeed rather than being super competitive.
You know what? You read my mind because typically as a scene gets larger and larger, you see that, you know, niches form, cliques form, sure. Competitive starts to creep in. Well, we play on this side of town. We don't play on that side of town.
Right.
It's good to hear because most of the artists that have come through do share that they feel that there's a very welcoming presence amongst bands. While there may be some, you know, who on a different night outplays the other one, there is a collective camaraderie that seems to be really warm.
Sure. Yeah, I think that's right.
Well, what do you want to play next? Is there something? And do you want to set it up and let us know what this song you're going to play and what it may hold? Or do you want to keep us in mystery and let us discern that ourselves?
No, I'd love to just, you know, explain away all the mystery. this is a song called Packed Powder. We're all going to play on this one. And is that right? We're playing that now? Yeah. Okay, cool. And this is a song... When I was a teenager, I grew up, you know, by the beach where every 4th of July, the fireworks stand would come up with all the very tame legal fireworks. And my friends and I figured out ways to alter them to make them more exciting. And watch your hands. And that idea stuck with me kind of throughout my life since then, that we're the people are like that, you know, we're all packed a little differently to do different things, and you don't really know what you're going to do until your life is unfolding and you get to see how you're made. So that's the story behind this one.
And how loud and how much bright light is going to come off
dangerous.
You.
Dangerous.
Yeah. Okay, well then, you know what? That's a wonderful setup for the new one. This is another song that our audience has heard on the air. It's Packed Powder, but now it's done live just for our audience on 88.5 KCSN.
Okay.
I started working at the second hand. I thought it would make me more colorful. I saw the world as a stitch and patch. I saw the sky as torn gray wool. I started working as a dime store clerk. I thought it would make me the put you first. My only dreams were in fluorescent light. My only goal was to forget what I was worth. I wanna see how it takes me. I wanna see how the powder burns. Don't wanna keep what I can't have more of. Don't wanna wait. I started working as a tour guide. I thought it would make me believe my own words. Every patient thought just passed me by. Every truth I said sounded just absurd. I started working at a small town church. I thought it would make me a better man. Said the sins I had to fly away. As if the birds were in the palms of my own hands. I wanna see how it takes me. I wanna see how the more of. Don't want
It's 88.5 KCSN Live with Blind Pilot. I just checked. I reminded myself that it was on November 18th of 2011 when you came and introduced songs from We Are the Tide.
Yeah.
Which would go on to become one of the top five albums of the year at KCSN. And whenever people would ask me back then, because we were just starting out with this iteration of the station, they say, well, what kind of music do you play? We said, well, we play this kind of music. So I would, you know, share the album We Are the Tide. Flash forward 5 years, and the title track has taken on a new life of its own. Thanks to our friends at Corona, hasn't
it? Yeah, it's funny. We were just talking about that today. Ryan was saying, "Yeah, I've gotten more compliments from my friends on the Corona commercial than like our actual album." So,
get new friends.
I haven't seen it yet. I should probably check it out.
It's a really good commercial.
Is there probably a beach? Is there a beach swimming? Maybe
yeah,
a little swimming?
Oh, you saw it. Yeah,
I haven't seen it.
It's Find Your Beach.
You cannot watch television if you... I am serious, on a very serious note, and for our audience to understand, you know, being able to get a sync like that in a commercial that they are playing, you know, so much on television, from large sporting events through regular television... I've seen it thousands of times. Well, and look, I just stay at home and watch TV because I'm an old guy, you know, but we won't get into that. The point is, you know, our audience should understand that this is a great way for you to gain exposure and notably a way for you to get income to allow you to continue to grow and develop as a band.
Yeah, it's a pretty great thing. It's, yeah.
Well, and the last question I'll ask about that is, in your arrangement with Corona, do you get free cases of Corona beer? Because if not, I'll be your agent moving forward, and we'll work out a better deal.
Okay, we'll talk.
Okay, we'll talk. We'll talk. All right. Let's play one more. What do you want to play for us now?
This is a song. It is called Yoik Number 3. It's the second song on the album.
All right.
Okay.
It's Blind Pilot live on KCSN.
Blessed with your line, you are blessed at the hook that is pulling it all yet revealed. You don't aim to shoot, you don't aim to win, you just know the way there by feel. For all you could have been and who you are. For all you could have been and who you are. One hand on your faith, one hand on a color that pulls the whole world to your heart. And I'm wanting to hold all that I still know in you. Wow, this is still who we are. Don't know just where you are and where you're not this far. I don't know just where you are and where you're not. Now.
It's 88.5 KCSN, Blind Pilot joining us live, playing songs from N, Then Like Lions. And I can only pray that our audience acquires the album. It is out now, available digitally and, yes, in stores. I always like to encourage people to go into record stores and buy music if they can.
Me too. Yeah.
I love the community that develops in record stores. But and Then Like Lions is out and available. It is a life-affirming and beautiful album, as the songs today, I'm sure, revealed to many of you. And then we're excited. We have to insist to our audience that they acquire tickets to see you at the Terragram when you come to town on October 28th.
That's right.
So yeah. Until then, you know, don't make it another 5 years until you come in and share your beautiful music with us, because, man, this was gorgeous today, and we can't thank you enough for coming.
Well, thank you so much for having us, Guy.
All right. It is Blind Pilot, and you are listening to KCSN. Hey.
Hey, this is Israel from Blind Pilot. Please help KCSN keep the spirit of music alive in Los Angeles radio. Give online at KCSN.